agree to disagree here, because I think that when you're when someone says, "Well, I'm here's my badge. I'm an agent of enforcement of the law for," and then names a particular entity that doesn't even exist. They're pretending to be a peace officer. They're pretending to be an agent for the government, which, by the very nature of that job,
there's a hearing going on. You can bring that down, Denver. Thank you. There's a hearing going on. I'm using this as a example. There's a hearing going on right now in Georgia on the whole Fani Willis situation and about different defendants and also about President Trump and Parvis case. In courtrooms across the country, this concept of lawfare is, I believe, in their mind, they think is probably the only way they can defeat us, by taking out some of our top people, whether it's Rudy Giuliani, whether it's Jeff Clark. Jeff Clark's over in a courtroom right now in Washington, D.C., being disbarred. The great John Eastman, one of the greatest constitutional thinkers we have, is now up for disbarment, and we followed it. This audience watched it for 32 days. You saw that it was like Nazi judges, like a show trial in Moscow, just like what's happening to President Trump up in New York. This is the main, because remember, most of these lawyers are all left-wing progressive Democrats. The law schools are all progressive Democrats. All the half the judge, three-quarters of the judges. This is what they're trying to use against you, and this is what you have to break. And look, there's nothing more I hate than following trials like that and doing it. I'm not a lawyer. I made a conscious decision as a young man. No, I'll go get an MBA because I don't want to be a lawyer, right? However, when you talk about the fight to take your country back, they have weaponized the law. Hello, the Bolsheviks and the Nazis knew what they were doing about crushing free people or crushing people. And that's what they used. It was actually the tip of the spear for a long time. That is what's going on in this nation. Mike Davis joins me. Mike, I realize you got a bolt, and I got a bunch of things to roll through. I got Eastman and Clark's disbarment, right? I've got all the stuff happening to Trump and the gag order. And then I've got this Kerry Lake situation out in Arizona. They're hitting this. I normally say we have a 30-front war on everything against the radical left. It's right now kind of the subset of lawfare is like a 30-front war, because it's all over the country in every jurisdiction and every courthouse right now. Mike Davis.
Well, I would say this. This is outrageous what they are doing to John Eastman in California. He is a very serious attorney. He went to the University of Chicago, one of the top law schools in the country. He has his PhD. He clerked on the Fourth Circuit. He clerked for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, one of the most coveted jobs you can get as a young attorney. He was a dean of a law school. And the fact that these Democrat operatives and these Democrat judges are trying to disbar him for advancing a legal theory is extremely dangerous. It is very dangerous to try to punish an attorney for advancing what you call a fringe legal theory. Remember, Thurgood Marshall argued that courts should ignore the Supreme Court's controlling precedent of more than 50 years, Plessy versus Ferguson. And Thurgood Marshall did not get disbarred. In fact, he got put on the Supreme Court of the United States because he won Brown versus Board of Education, a landmark case. If you agree with the case, you call it landmark. And apparently, if the Democrats don't like the argument, if they disagree with the case, they call it fringe, right? And so it is outrageous that this is happening to John Eastman. Think about it this way. If you're going to disbar John Eastman for pushing a legal theory that has been advanced in the past, that Congress even contemplated amending the Electoral Count Act of 1887 because it was ambiguous, and John Eastman was advancing a legal argument.
They didn't contemplate. They slipped it in. They changed the Electoral Count Act of 1887. This is how fringe it is. The Senate changed the Electoral Count Act of 1887. That's how fringe it is, and slipped it into an omnibus bill so it could not be debated. They realized that's how huge this deal was, right? And this gets right back to what – it's not fringe what John Eastman was arguing. It's central, and they wouldn't have covered up in the dead of night to change the Electoral Count Act of 1887, sir.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right, Stephen. I'll say this. Remember this. Democrat attorneys – pushed a fringe legal theory that they can disqualify President Trump under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That fringe legal theory got struck down 9-0 by the Supreme Court of the United States, that recent Colorado case, right? Does that mean that these Democrat attorneys who pushed yes. that fringe legal theory should face disbarment like John Eastman's former boss, Judge Luttig, who's completely lost his mind, like Lawrence Tribe up in Harvard Law School, who's also completely lost his mind, like these other Democrat lawyers and judges and operatives? Should those four justices on the Colorado Supreme Court get disbarred? Should Judge Sarah Wallace get disbarred? I mean, it is obscene that they are disbarring John Eastman for zealously representing his clients. This is a First Amendment violation. This violates so many constitutional rights, the right to speak, to associate, to redress government, due process of law, effective assistance of counsel. These people should be, look, when President Trump is back in the White House, and his Justice Department must open a criminal probe on this Democrat lawfare and election interference. This is a conspiracy to interfere in the election illegally, which is a crime, as the Democrats are pursuing against every Republican they can find. It's also a crime to conspire to violate Americans' civil rights. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. And it's not just Trump. It's Trump, his top aides like Hugh Bannon, like Peter Navarro, his attorneys both inside the administration like Jeff Clark, his outside legal advisors like John Eastman, his January 6th protesters, parents outraged by gender chaos in schools. This is lawfare. These are republic-ending tactics by the Democrats, and there must be legal, political, and financial consequences.
Criminals. Criminal probes. Gabby, when you're viceroy, criminal probe. Now, I want to get to Trump and the gag order in a second. I know you got to bounce, but I got to get to this Carrie Lake thing. I mean, Chris Hayes, look, I'm not a lawyer for a reason, but it looks like she's getting buried. However, people who I think are brilliant as far as lawyers go, Abe Hamadeh and Mike Davis, say, no, Bannon, you don't understand. This is actually brilliant. So walk me through the brilliance of this Carrie Lake defamation play out in Arizona.
She's very shrewd. She just said, you know what? If you want to sue me for defamation, I'm not going to fight this. I'm not going to spend millions of dollars fighting this between now and the election with lawyers and the legal process. I'm not going to be distracted from winning that Senate seat, which is so critical to saving our country, to make sure that President Trump can confirm judges and replace justices on the Supreme Court with good people. So Carrie Lake said rightly that I'm just going to default. I'll just say, sure, whatever you pled in your complaint, I'll go along with that. Now you just have to prove your damages, because the damages here are minuscule. And so that's what it's going to come down to, is Carrie Lake is going to spend her time and money on the campaign trail instead of in the courtroom. And it's a smart move. It was a very smart business decision. Most litigators don't like this, because litigators make money in 6-minute increments fighting these things to the bloody ends. And Carrie Lake said, no, I'm gonna keep my money.
And your deeper point is, the guy's a public figure. These defamation suits shouldn't be in a fair judicial system. These things wouldn't even be lawsuits. It's a joke. So if they're going to do this, treat it as a joke and say, show me the damages, right? Essentially, that's the point.
Exactly. And whatever damages they come up for this little wimp in Arizona who says he was defamed, that those damages are going to pale in comparison to the legal fees that Kerry would have to spend fighting this to the bloody end. It's not worth it, right? So let this little twerp in Arizona get his nominal damages for the reputation he doesn't have, and then move on.
Last thing, I know you got to bounce. Last thing, President Trump, he had a gag order put on him, and he went off the chain yesterday. Now, it was against the judge, people that were not in it. But walk me through this gag. How can you gag a guy who's running for president of the United States, and this is clearly lawfare against him? Not that he's going to abide by it, but how can the judge even try to put up a gag order?
Well, because, Steve, as we all know, there's a Trump exception to the Constitution, because it's only lawful to gag criminal defendants in third world Marxist hellholes like North Korea, Zimbabwe, and now New York, D.C., and Atlanta with these left-wing Zimbabwean judges that we have now. And it is crazy. If there's anyone on the planet who must have the constitutional right to speak out against the judge, the court staff, the prosecutor, his prosecution team, the witnesses in the process, it is a criminal defendant going through a criminal trial, right? Especially if that criminal defendant thinks correctly that he's the victim of political lawfare and election interference like the Democrats are doing to Trump. This is clearly unconstitutional, and it is a very dangerous precedent. Trump's a billionaire former and future president. He's going to prevail on this lawfare. He's going to get elected president again. He's going to go back into the White House. But just imagine what they can do to real Americans and real America if they can do this to Donald Trump.
And you are strongly recommending that criminal probes be initiated by Trump's Justice Department on the afternoon of the 20th of January, 2025, the very moment we take back over control of the apparatus, that you say criminal probes, either special counsel's appointed or criminal probes, should be opened across the board on all of this?
There's no question that Trump's acting attorney general needs to appoint special counsels to investigate this Democrats' lawfare and election interference on so many different levels against Trump, his top aides like you and Peter Navarro, these January 6th defendants, what they're doing they're eviscerating 250 years of constitutional executive privilege to get Trump, to get you and Peter Navarro, two top presidential advisors, to testify in a grand jury before Congress against the president. That is a clear violation of executive privilege that we've had going back to George Washington. They're eviscerating attorney-client privilege. They're eviscerating the First Amendment. This is a criminal conspiracy to interfere in the election. This is a criminal conspiracy to violate Americans' civil rights, and there must be consequences because these are republic-ending tactics by the Democrats. The Democrats who pretend like they're saving democracy just tried to throw the leading presidential candidates off the ballot. They're trying to throw him in prison for the rest of his life. They're trying to bankrupt him. They're trying to destroy the lives of his advisors, his lawyers, his supporters. There must be consequences. The Democrats only respect power. So we need to show them power. We need to give them a healthy dose of their own medicine, because that's the only way this will ever end.
Mike Davis, where do people go to find out more about what you're doing, your social media, and particularly figure out how to support you, sir?
Yeah, you can go to the Viceroy's website at article3project.org, article3project.org, at article3project, at article3project, and my personal for the Viceroy is at MRDDMIA, MRDDMIA.
This is how humorless they are. Lord Davis was on here yesterday. He said he just wanted to be the interim Viceroy. He wanted to be the Viceroy of D.C. They picked it up. It went viral. And they're treating it like it's serious, but I guess maybe it will be serious. Mike Davis, honored to have you on here as usual. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John Eastman's going to hang with me, and I'm going to go back to John Eastman. Abe Hamadeh is going to be here also, but my question to John Eastman is that they say this is fringe. We just saw fringe on trying to take Trump off the ballot, and you had Luttig, you had Tribe, you had all these great thinkers, you had, no offense, you had a bunch of guys of the Federalist Society that wrote the paper at the beginning, 9-0, smoked. And if you read how they did it, it just blew them out of the water. That sounded kind of fringe to me. John Eastman, what they had to do with Eastman is, in the dark of night in a 9,000-page omnibus bill, slip in the changes to the Electoral Count Act of 1887, okay? To try to, and by the way, it's totally unconstitutional what they've done, and it'll be reversed when it's brought up again. But that's the type of person you're dealing with. We're going to ask John Eastman how fringe is really the theory that he has been defending and promoting, along with, I don't know, the attorney general of the state of Texas and other attorney generals. Doesn't sound too fringe to me. May not like it. They may not agree with it. Maybe you don't even win. That's the whole point about some of the civil rights cases. Maybe you don't win at the beginning. Hey, when you start winning, it doesn't seem so fringe. We're going to take a short break. John Eastman, Kerry Lake, Abe Hamadeh. We're going to talk about this defamation situation. Birchgold.com. /Bannon. Go check it out today. Gold hitting a new high every couple of days. Check it out. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
So, Dr. Eastman, I'm going to ask you about the fringe, but, you know, no offense. You know, guys like Luttig and tribes held up on the left, that he's supposed to be in the Supreme Court. Luttig was a guy who was always on the short list, never got there, supposed to be a genius. You got Conway every night on CNN or wherever he is. He was a partner at Wachtell Lipton. And part of the reason here, just so people know inside baseball, they come in so hard because they want to back off the big law firms from representing anything to do with Trump. The big law firms will not take it on. They'll say, no, we can't do it. It's too controversial, and our clients will fire us, so we can't do it. So you can't get the big law firms, and you can't get those young aspiring professionals, the lawyers who want to make either partner at a big law firm or white shoe law firm or want to go practice there. This is all the way they go use information warfare and go on warfare here. But I want to go back to the fact of the essence of this is what you proposed – fringe when attorney generals of some of those powerful states in the union were writing this and taking it to the Supreme Court and trying to get standing and doing all these things, and the Electoral Count, the Electoral Count Act of 1887, they absolutely changed it radically and slipped that into a spending bill so it didn't have to be seen in broad daylight. What happened was what you argued at the end of the day, a fringe theory that you went outside the bounds of what a lawyer in our advocacy system would not take on and advocate for their client, sir.
Absolutely not. In fact, there was historical precedent, 1796, 1800, 1817, 1837, 1857, 1876, 1960, where vice presidents were asserting authority to resolve disputes over electoral votes. Whether that's correct or not remains an open question. It's never been addressed by any court, by the Supreme Court or otherwise. But one thing's very clear from the founding. The founders did not want Congress having the final say in the choosing of the president. That would destroy separation of powers and turn us into a parliamentary system of the kind we had just rejected. So whether the vice president had that authority or not, it was clear that Congress did not. So all of my recommendations were based on that central fact. The second thing is, And Judge Luttig, you know, my former boss, he gave a speech down at the University of Georgia Law School where he admitted he never even looked at the issues before he testified about it in Congress and had no idea there was even a dispute about this. That's disgusting ignorance when he's acting like he knows the answer to these questions and calling me out for being, quote, wrong at every turn when he hadn't even bothered to look at the scholarship or the historical evidence. So these are the kind of things we're dealing with. People have gotten so blinded by their visceral hatred of Donald Trump that they can't even see straight about legitimate legal arguments. Whether those arguments would have prevailed or not is immaterial. The question that they were legitimate questions about open matters of constitutional law. And as a lawyer representing a client, I had an obligation to zealously advocate that client, pressing legal theories that had any basis in merit, as mine all did. And the fact that Congress changed the Electoral Count Act to get rid of one of the clauses in the Electoral Count Act that actually confirmed my views that the legislatures had authority to deal with this issue if their rules on the election were not followed, they got rid of that because that gave support for my position. They got rid of it in the dark of night, as you said, and they made the Electoral Count Act, which, as you pointed out, is unconstitutional. It's a usurpation of powers that is not given to Congress. They made it worse, but they got rid of even the one provision in the old Electoral Count Act that supported my position. I mean, it's just this is and yet for advancing those perfectly valid, even if wrong, and I don't think they're wrong, but even if they were perfectly valid and reasonable legal theories that a state's attorneys generals from around the country also adopted, that the notion that is a disbarrable offense is going to give vindication of the efforts by the 65 Project, one of whose leaders said our goal is not just to have all these attorneys disbarred, but to make them so toxic in their firms and their communities that right-wing legal talent will never want to take on these kind of legal challenges again. That will clear the path for election fraud and election illegality for as far as the eye can see, and that's what their goal is.
This is the key point. This is what they're trying to do. Okay, one of the things that's very disturbing in the judges, what she's saying, this thing about when the government deems or the government says it, it's holy writ. Is that the same mentality we had when the government lied to us for years and years and years about the Vietnam War? Was this the same that the government lied to us about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Was this what the lies they told us about the advancements we were making in Afghanistan? I mean, what is this concept? If the government says it, it's holy writ, and everybody has to kind of bow down to that. What kind of radical interpretation is that, John Eastman?
It's an authoritarian. It's Orwellian. It's remember Orwell, who 75 years ago this year published 1984. He had the argument right. He had the year wrong. He was 40 years off. But when the government said 2 + 2 = 5, not only are you obligated to repeat it, but you are obligated to believe it. That was the mission, and you were going to be tortured, persecuted by folks from the Ministry of Love if you didn't sign on to the government's lie. That's what we're dealing with here. Bill Barr said without any evidence that there was no evidence of fraud. They didn't do the investigations that he claimed they did. The head of CISA said that this was the most secure election in our nation's history. That was laughable. We had already had evidence at the time that inside the votes had been flipped from Trump to Biden up in Antrim County, Michigan. We've now had audits that show that there is source code and this was introduced in the U.S. Supreme Court just last week, source code in the election software that the decryption code key was available in raw data without being encrypted. And anybody could go in that had access to the source code, change the results, alter the logs, and then back out. This is the kind of stuff we're dealing with. And the government says, oh, no, don't look at what you're seeing here. It can't be true. And you better bow down to what we're saying or we're going to destroy you.
When we talk about a criminal probe being started, let me go back to Bill Barr to be very blunt and very specific about a guy that's a bald-faced liar. He told the president in the Oval Office, he told people, he's been up publicly, there was no voter fraud at all. He checked, he had the local U.S. attorneys in these districts check. The Epoch Times, 2 years after that, did a freedom of information and was allowed to contact all those field offices with U.S. attorneys. I think 10 of them or 8 of them, 9 of them came back and said there were no report. We did no study. We were not told to do anything and we didn't do it. The only one that didn't was Philadelphia. And we know the U.S. attorney at the time was open and sent a letter to Barr to say, hey, there are major problems in here with these mail-in ballots. We've got a problem. We have to deal with it. And Barr told him to stand down. That's what a bald-faced liar Barr is. John Eastman, we're going to have you back on here. We got your back. We know you got to turn around this document over Holy Week, because trust me, that crowd does not care about Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and particularly the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Resurrection Sunday, Easter. We know you got to get to work. Eastman, where do we go to find out more about this, and where do people go to have your back, sir?
GiveSendGo.com/Eastman is my legal defense fund website. It's there on the link as well. People can go to that. They get updates, but they can also donate and, as importantly, send prayers, because my wife and I read them and they are heartwarming and we really appreciate it. GiveSendGo.com/Eastman.
John Eastman, you're a patriot and a great American hero. And trust me, we're only one third of the way through this. We got a long way to go and a long fight, but you will be honored at the end of this, sir. Proud to know you, John Eastman. Another guy I'm proud to know is Abe Hamadeh. Abe Hamadeh is a young lawyer. I think it was 200 votes or 400 votes to have this disaster that's happening in the great state of Arizona. Hamadeh, you've never backed down. Tell me about the situation with Kari Lake and this thing on this defamation, because they're spiking the football over in MSNBC. We're going to play. Kerry's going to join us from Chris Hayes. It might have been the best night he's had in 2024 so far. He's laughing and he's got guys up there. It's the end of Kari Lake. She's a liar. She admitted she's a liar. What say you, sir?
Now, Kari Lake outmaneuvered them, Steve. What we know is that the Supreme Court allowed this case to go to trial, which should have never been allowed. So when you look at it's not just a Democrat issue, Steve. The Supreme Court of Arizona is all seven of them are Republican appointed. And Kari Lake knew that she was entering into a rigged legal system that was already going against her. So what she did by defaulting, it actually, you know, outfoxed the left and the Stephen Richer, the supposed Republican, because they were not expecting this at all. They brought this lawsuit, and yesterday they just filed a response where they're basically saying they want this lawsuit prolonged and they want to open up discovery still, even though it should now be moved into the damages phase. So this whole defamation lawsuit that was brought up by these attorneys, the same attorneys who are trying to bankrupt Rudy Giuliani, right now they're looking at opening up discovery against Kari Lake. It was all a ruse to go into Kari Lake's personal communication for election interference. And this isn't the first time that Stephen Richer has done this. If you remember, back in the November 2022 election, Stephen Richer, he's the Maricopa County recorder. He's the one who set up a super PAC to try to take down Trump-endorsed candidates. And now he's opened up this defamation lawsuit, teamed up with these leftist attorneys to try to sink Kari Lake's Senate race. So what Kari Lake did was very calculated. She said, okay, well, show us what you're owed for the supposed statements and the damages. And now they're freaking out about it. So it was really slick, and I don't think they were expecting it. But here in Arizona, Steve, everyone knows that we've got a very compromised system. And what I'm looking forward to the most when President Trump wins next November is him appointing strong U.S. attorneys all across the country, because they need to start opening up investigations here at the state level for corruption. This is a very deep swamp that we're fighting in Arizona, and it's not just Democrats. We're fighting the uniparty Republicans. So with this whole defamation lawsuit, you know, I'm curious to see what the judges are going to do. Are they going to allow discovery with Kari Lake to access her personal communication, even though it's already been defaulted? And if they do, it's really going to expose the legal system. That's exactly why I've continued fighting my election lawsuit from November 2022. We're still in litigation, Steve. They don't want to deal with this because they have to now overturn precedent that they themselves set just a year or so ago. So this is really fascinating that we're seeing the legal system unwinding right now. So I think Kari Lake, what she's done has been very, very calculated. And I think it's a shrewd move, because Stephen Richer has no idea how to respond to this, and the leftist attorneys right now are freaking out.
Abe, can you hang on? I know you're running for Congress. I want to get into all that. Short commercial break. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Gold hits a high every couple of days, all-time high. Go find out why that is happening. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever. And now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine." Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
fraudulent election, a corrupt election, and we have an illegitimate president sitting in the White House.
The fake news wants us to think that that guy got 81 million votes. Okay. All righty.
I am going to not only be the governor of Arizona for 4 years, I'm going to do 2 terms. I'm going to be your worst freaking nightmare for 8 years. And we will reform the media as well. We're going to make you guys into journalists again. So get ready. It's going to be a fun 8 years. I can't wait.
It is going to be fun. She lost. But I guess to her perverse credit, Carrie Lake really fully committed to the bit, going around to any fringe MAGA outlet that would take her and claiming, without any evidence at all, that the 2022, the midterm election that she lost, were stolen as well.
We know that we won. We know that we showed up in droves, and we know that they intentionally sabotaged Election Day. So we're going to fight to get the rightful duly elected governor, myself, into office.
We won our election. I know that my opponent, who is sitting in the governor's office, is a fraud, and we are fighting that in the courts. And so I really understand what President Trump is up against, because they did the same thing to him in 2020.
We cannot have the election stand. The judge should declare me the rightful winner. I am the rightful winner, and we should move on and reclaim our government, our state government. It's been hijacked and stolen by a bunch of people who know this election was fraudulent. The people already know who the legitimate governor is, and you're looking at her, Steve.
Now, she lost the election. She did win the best webcam in all of politics competition years running. It is the best. Donald Trump backed an entire slate of election deniers in 2022, Carrie Lake among them, and they all lost. But the thing about Lake that really makes her stand out is she appears to be the only one who pulled a big lie of her own, right? And insisted she was the real winner, actually. She did this so often, in fact, that she got herself sued by an elections official in Arizona. Republican Stephen Richer, the Maricopa County recorder who oversaw Lake's loss, again, a Republican, took her to court over her repeated false claims that Richer rigged the election against her. He sued her for defamation in June last year, and Lake has been stalling on the case ever since until now. She just filed a motion for default judgment, which essentially means she is not contesting her liability. Because we have seen time and time and time.
Let me have it. Let me have it. Wow. Did Chris Hayes call us a fringe MAGA outlet? Chris, come on, bro. We play so many of your cuts. How about a little something for the effort? A fringe MAGA outlet. Carrie Lake. And I admit, I'm so swamped with everything that's coming across us so quick as we try to do this. When I first saw the headlines, I was like, what the hell's going on here? And I think a lot of MAGA, because people are overwhelmed with everything that's happening. So walk us through. And Chris Hayes, it was Chris Hayes' best day yesterday, because I think you're number one on his hate list, and the reason is they understand how powerful you're going to be in the United States Senate, and you're going to win Arizona, and they want you totally distracted from this. So walk our audience through. Take your time. Walk our audience through. Davis and Abe have already told me it's a brilliant strategy. Convince our audience.
Well, I mean, obviously they are worried about me, me being in politics. I'm an outsider. I can't be controlled. I can't be bought and bribed. And they had to do away with me in the last election. We know how these elections are being run. It's very obvious. And so this defamation lawsuit was nothing more than an attempt at lawfare to distract, pull me off the campaign trail, interfere in an election, bleed me dry of every penny I have, and more importantly, try to get this Marxist that I'm running against put into this U.S. Senate seat. This is an important seat. And I realized at Lawfare, and we all know this because you've been covering it for a long time. We just saw it with John Eastman. Lawfare, the punishment is in the process. It's in the dragging you out, grinding you down. And so I said to my legal team, let's remove the process from this. Let's go right to the damages. I did say everything that he accuses me of saying. I admit it, and I stand behind it. Every word I've ever spoken about the elections, I believe to be true, and we have evidence. We've presented it in a court of law in our election case, which, by the way, is still ongoing, and we'll be having a court date on that in May. So I told my team, let's cut right to the chase. Where did my words hurt Mr. Richer? Show me on this doll where my words hurt you. Let's go right to the damages part. And we called their bluff, and they weren't prepared for it. And they're in a complete panic now. They went, Steve, from telling us, forcing us, you've got to be in court in 5 days, to now saying they want to drag this thing out. And now they don't know what their damages are. When you file a lawsuit like this, you already know what your damages are. And he's saying he doesn't know what his damages are now. They want to still dig through all of my personal communications and do a dragnet on it. So we called their bluff, and we're proving that this is lawfare.
So, and this allows you the time to focus on your opponent, because your opponent would be by far the most radical person. This is why Arizona's never going to elect him. Most radical person in the U.S. Senate. But he's got, and I can just see him trying to go after this and weaponize it in commercials. He's nonstop TV commercials. He's got a huge war chest. People got to understand this guy's well-funded. I mean, you watch these commercials and you think this guy's Lawrence of Arabia. He freed Iraq, right? He's like the greatest, you know, the greatest soldier we ever had, the greatest patriot we ever had. And this is a guy that's the most radical when it comes to the invasion on the southern border. I mean, this guy is a nutcase. He's so radical. But this would allow your time to really take the fight to him. Is that where you're doing this?
Yes. Steve, this is the most important Senate race in the country. And, you know, let me just remind you, my opponent has been endorsed by, you know, by Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and the Soros family. And all these attorneys, by the way, in this case that I just said, we're going to call your bluff. All these attorneys, about a dozen of them, all of them coming from New York, Washington, D.C., Harvard, rolling into town, many of them with associations and affiliations, their groups, with Soros. So this is just this is a witch hunt, a political witch hunt designed to pull me off the campaign trail and try to coronate this, you know, mini-me of Joe Biden. And we're not going to have it. I'm not going to have them interfering in this all-important race. This is so critical in Arizona. So I just said to Richard, cut to the chase. What are your damages? Where did I hurt you? How did my words hurt you? My words are true, but how did they hurt you? You said you had mental issues because of it. Show us what drugs you're on. We'll reimburse you for the drugs. You've got, what are your medical issues? We'll have a psychiatrist look at you and let us know what, you know, independent medical examiner to look at you and let us know what your issues are because of my words.
Did Carrie Lake's words, did Carrie Lake's words hurt a grown man that much? That you actually, he's got to have psychiatric treatment or whatever.
But we called their bluff because you know what, Steve? They should already know what their damages are. And they wanted our butts in court in 5 days. And we said, you know what? Let's reverse it. Get your butts in court in 5 days and show us what your damages are. Pony up. Show us your damages. And guess what? They said, whoa, no. We want to actually look for punitive damages and dig through everything it carries communications right now. No, that's not how it works. You show us your actual damages first before punitive damages. And, you know, if we owe you $10,000 for a therapist, a therapy dog, a medication, then you can look at punitive damages. But first, tell us what your damages are. Show me on a doll where my words hurt you. And they don't have it. They don't have it. This is lawfare, pure and simple, and the country is well aware of it. You know, look at who they're attacking with lawfare. It's the Trumps of the world. It's John Eastman, it's Michael Flynn, it's Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, Carrie Lake. These are the people they are afraid of. And mark it down, remember it, because these are the people they want out of the game. They're so afraid of us. And we're not going away. I've sacrificed a lot. I'm willing to sacrifice my home, every penny I have for this country. And I'm not going to let a bunch of lawyers with links to Soros come into Arizona and try to derail a U.S. Senate seat, a Senate seat that's going to help President Trump move his America First agenda through. So take it to the bank.
Okay. This is a punch out in Arizona. It's going to be a tough one. It's got to be one. Carrie, where do people go to find out everything about you, particularly people they want to send moderates or independents to your site? Where do they go?
Where's
social media, and how do people support your campaign if they're so inclined?
And by the way, this lawfare, you know, if they destroy our judicial system, it's over for all of us. Whether you're a moderate, you're in Democrat, we've got to protect our judicial system, our legal system. And this is going to go down, this era, with an asterisk, I believe. all of these cases are going to have an asterisk behind it, kind of like in Major League Baseball when they were breaking all the records and we found out everybody was using steroids and other things. So you can go to CarrieLake.com. I'm fighting for our country. I'm in this until the bitter end because this is a country that is worth saving. And I have not ever told a single lie. I am all about telling the truth when it comes to our elections. Our elections are a mess. I want every legitimate legal vote to count, whether it be a liberal vote or a conservative vote. And we've got to stand up right now in the next 7 months and fight for our country. This Senate seat is critical. Ruben Gallego is the most radical leftist to ever run for office. He took an oath to our Constitution. Really? If he did so, then why would he want our border open to an invasion? Why would he say that we will never, ever build a border wall? Why would he vote for things like defunding the police? He actually wants to defund our police. This guy's radical, and I'm going to fight every single day to defeat him here in Arizona.
Carrie Lake, glad to have you on here, ma'am. Fight on, as we know.
Thank you,
will.
Steve.
Abe Hamadeh, do you agree with, is that a smart strategy, what Carrie Lake just walked us through?
It is, Steve, because either way, we're going to win. If the judges agree with the leftist attorneys, then what we've done is expose the legal system for what it is. It's become compromised. It's become weaponized. And that is a very scary path that we're going down. And here in Arizona, that's what I'm concerned about. And I talked to some brave attorneys here in Arizona, and they are so baffled at what's happening with our judicial system, because some of these are Republican judges, Steve. And again, this is not a left or right issue anymore. But Carrie Lake, you know, I think she did an Uno reverse card on them, and they don't know how to respond. So instead, it's done is expose what the lawsuit, the defamation lawsuit, what its true intentions were. It's a sham. It was done so they can access Carrie Lake's personal communication to drag this out during an election year so that they can help Ruben Gallego win. So this is complete lawfare here at the state level, but Carrie Lake is punching back, and we'll see what the legal system does. But, you know, I don't have much confidence in the legal system anymore, Steve, and it's kind of sad because I was a former prosecutor, and what's happening here is so despicable. But I hope that there's a shock to the system to get out of this psychosis that the legal system is in.
Well, part of the shock would be what Mike Davis said. You start a criminal probe in the afternoon that President Trump goes, a criminal probe on all these guys, and you, and hopefully they'll allow you to sit on the Judiciary Committee where you should be. Would you commit now to opening an investigation, a congressional investigation into all this?
Of course, Steve. I mean, look at what happened with Liz Cheney with the January 6th committee. There needs to be arrest. There needs to be accountability for what they've done to us. They're stealing our country right before our eyes. And if we don't punch back right now, we barely have a country left anymore. So right now we're trying to fight to restore the America we love. I mean, this is everything's on the line, Steve. I mean, I want your viewers to understand this is going to go down in the history books this time period. This is a 1776 moment. And if we don't stand up right now and punch back as hard as the Democrats have been punching back at us, we will lose our country forever. Our elections have been compromised. Our legal system has been weaponized. And we have to restore those two things in order to save our country again.
Abe, where do they go right now to find out about your congressional race?
They can go to abe4az.com, abe4az.com. And I'm proud to have President Trump's endorsement in my race and Carrie Lake's endorsement in my race, because we're going to get President Trump and Carrie Lake the victory here in Arizona to get our country back on track and to defeat these evil villains once and for all, Steve.
Abe, fight on. Great.
Thank you.
A tough race out there. And it's so important that Abe Hamadeh is in Congress. So important. Jace Medical, don't let the supply chain. Talk about Baltimore is going to be mess up the supply chains. The CCP is too. Don't let it affect your medicine. JaceMedical.com. Go check it out today. Immerse yourself in information. Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room-type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. you could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, I've asked, there's so much happening with this the situation with home title lock and the cyber and the AI, but there's also other ways your title can be stolen or borrowed. We've asked home title lock, we got Natalie Dominguez, who's a education specialist on the theft, on theft education specialist, to join us. Natalie, you got some examples. Can you walk us through one of the success stories?
Hi, Steve. Yes, thank you so much for having me. As I'm sure you know, these crimes are happening every day. And I swear, every time I see something new, I'm blown away by how many different ways these criminals are getting away with people's hard-earned equity. So take, for instance, this family from Florida that owns a bunch of properties in the Sarasota area. One day, the son gets a call from a real estate agent asking about one of his dad's properties that had been listed on a very popular real estate website for $120,000. Keep in mind, this property is well worth over 500 grand. So tells the real estate agent, it's not for sale. It's got to be some big mistake. They're able to get the listing taken down from the website, but not long after, a fraudulent deed was filed with the county showing that the title had been transferred for, when you know it, 120 grand. So the good news here is that the dad had actually signed up for a home title lock. And when the son told him what happened, they looked at their account and saw that they had 5 missed alerts from us. So because they had our triple lock protection, not only did the family get monitoring and alerts, they also had access to our team of restoration experts that jumped in and helped them get everything reversed. So our team hired local counsel and had the title back in their name in a couple of weeks. And most importantly, before the thieves had a chance to do any more damage. And I hear you telling your audience all the time that their home equity is their most valuable asset. And that's why we think it's important to share these stories and make sure your audience is aware of these vulnerabilities.
Okay, this is key. This is what I've wanted to do with Home Title Lock for a long time. What I want this audience to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com. In the fight that we've got to save our country, we need all the patriots, particularly the Watchers or the Warren Posse, at the ramparts. This is the type of thing that can take you out of play for a long time, and this is why we can't have it. And it's very expensive, but you got to make the decision. But what I want you to do is go to HomeTitleLock.com. Natalie and the team over there have lots of examples, just not through cyber and artificial intelligence. It could be people you know. It could be a lawyer maybe you worked with at one time. It's all types of ways because the system we have for titles throughout the country is kind of rudimentary, and it's easy to crack. Natalie, where do people go and where they go on the site? I want to make sure they get all the examples, and I want to make sure they can get access to your specialist. So tell people where they go.
Absolutely, Steve. And exciting. I actually have a free offer for your audience so they can check on their title today. So like you said, the first step, they're going to go to our website, HomeTitleLock.com. They're going to enter their address and they're going to use the promo code War Room. And they're going to get their first 30 days of protection for free, as well as a free title scan history. So they'll know for sure if their title is still in their name. Again, HomeTitleLock.com using the promo code War Room. And Steve, I'll close with this. Imagine if that family in Florida didn't have Home Title Lock protecting their home. Unwinding that mess could have taken years of litigation, attorney's fees, and energy that just most of us don't have. Okay. And that's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock, because we aren't just monitoring an alert system. We're a team, and we're working hard to protect homeowners from nightmares like this.
this exactly brought Natalie in. She's going to be one of our regular contributors now to give you examples. But that what she just said, it's taking you off the ramparts with the headache, the cost, and just the time sink. You don't have time to spend on nonsense, and having these people be able to steal it is nonsense. Natalie, thank you so much. Home run hit. Absolutely. Look forward to having you back on. Maybe make it a, it a weekly. Thank you.
Wonderful. Man. Sounds good to me. Thanks.
Yep. Love Home Title Lock. They responded right away. We're going to show real world examples and how people, how this audience, we can't look, 90% of your net worth is in that home. That's just the reality of modern American economic life. You can't have anybody get access to it. Mike Lindell. Mike, I had Carrie Lake on here because they're trying to bury her. And of course, she's firing back and she's got the plan and she's doing something smart. Brother, all night long, all I'm hearing is Mike Lindell's in bankruptcy. I mean, Chris Hayes had such a great last night, and Joy Ann Reid, because they had Carrie Lake and they had Mike Lindell to bury, and John Eastman. It was a big day for them. But you are you going bankrupt? Are they seizing all the buildings over at MyPillow?
No, and you guys, this is regurgitated news. Last year, we moved. We had one warehouse. I have many buildings in Shakopee, Minnesota, and this was a warehouse we subrented to a candy company. They moved out in December. A new company was moving in that sold sugar beets, and they pulled out at the last minute. So this news goes all the way. It's an empty warehouse, and I worked it out with the landlords, and they said, you know what, if you guys just get out of there, it's easier for them to get a renter than it is for us to get a sub-renter. We had that. It's just an empty warehouse. There's no employees, and we haven't been in there for a year, everybody. So we're not going anywhere, and that's because of the War Room Posse, you guys. And I'll tell you, I wanted to put the robe back on, Steve. We had yesterday... We did. This is exclusive to the War Room Posse. These bathrobes, it's an open box special right from our outlet store. $39, everybody. These are $179 robes. These are the best robes ever made. Now, these are open box. The packages have maybe torn a little bit, whatever. But these are brand new open box bathrobes. We're discounting them. There's very few, but we want to do it exclusive for the War Room Posse. Remember, we also have we've got in all the $25 multi-use My Pillows here. These we have all the new ones that came in with the American flag. We've got the Statue of Liberty. We've got the Eagle. We have all these. We have over 50 different designs. Two of them for $25. This is one you guys have hit hard. This is amazing. You throw them right in the washer and dryer. This has been one of our most successful products in history. At the website, you go to the website. Use promo code War Room. All of the $25 specials are there. The six-piece towels you guys have been taking advantage of, those are normally $59, $25. You've got the $25 premium My Pillows, now made with Giza fabric. This is what started it all. $25, whether it's king or queen, any size you want, we're running this sale. And there's a big one. You guys took the slides and sandals, $25. They just came in for the spring. You guys get them for $25 a pair. Yeah. This is the biggest sale ever, Steve, for My Pillow in the War Room.
Okay. MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. MyStore.com, promo code War Room. 800-873-1062 is the number. Tell the operators we got their back. The IRS is not going to put them. And once more, Mike, I want to thank you for wearing a shirt underneath that bathrobe. Appropriately dressed for the War Room, for the posse. They paint. Mike, thank you very much. We'll see you this afternoon, sir. Go back to work.
All right.
They're not shutting it out. Eastman, because we're a Fringe MAGA network, right? Fringe MAGA thing. It's Eastman, Carrie Lake, Mike Lindell, Murderers Row. Charlie Kirk, the great Charlie Kirk, is next on Real America's Voice. 2 hours of populist nationalism, followed by Posobiec. Then Miranda Kahn, Tara Dahl, and you're back in the War Room at 5 o'clock. We'll see you here on Holy Thursday. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, Some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.